So yeah, we're gonna cross over and talk a little bit about third party settled trusts, but yeah, it's okay. I feel like I'm echoing. And so you know, grantor puts trusts in, puts assets into a trust for some other person. But our main focus is going to be on self settled asset protection trusts. And we'll talk a little bit about the pure, you put it in and it's for your benefit, or you put it in and maybe it comes back to you for your benefit. And so part of this was, you know, when you talk about asset protection trusts, my belief, what I've heard is, isn't that only for sneaky people? They're trying to be cute, they're trying to be funny, they're trying to do something sneaky, get around of some kind of debt. So is all asset protection evil?
Why, no.
Actually, asset protection is inherent in all estate planning that we do. I mean, wouldn't you, as an estate planner, be remiss if you didn't talk about the homestead exemption, exemptions for 401ks, life insurance, annuities, those kinds of things? So it's basically inherent in what we do as estate planners.
Yeah, don't we think about it for ourselves? I'm a lawyer. I know things are litigious out there. Accountants, same thing. You know that there are litigious things out there. And we have all this stuff. We do.
Property planning, too. You know, yeah. Separate assets of a spouse, not subject to the claims of one spouse's creditors. So this is the kind of advice that we give our clients every day.
Daily.
So I follow the belief that every client needs asset protection to some degree, including ourselves, although some clearly need more.